This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Trump's financial records will stay private for the time being after a mixed verdict from the U.S. Supreme Court. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The high court is upholding the Manhattan District Attorney's subpoena for the president's tax returns, but it's unclear when a lower court judge might enforce the demand. In another ruling, the justices are keeping a hold on Trump financial records Congress has been seeking for more than a year. Still, they rejected the president's arguments that he's immune from investigation while in office and have sent the case to a lower court, which House Speaker Nancy Pelosi bills as a win for the Constitution.
It's not good news for the president of the United States.
He's not viewing it as a win either.
This is a political witch hunt. It just continues. It's been from before I got here.
Still, the rulings mean his opponents are unlikely to see his potentially embarrassing records before the election. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The World Health Organization said Thursday it was setting up an independent panel to review its handling of the COVID-19 pandemic and the response by governments. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says that the pandemic is a time for self-reflection and to look at what went right and what went wrong.
This is a time for self-reflection, to look at the world and to find ways to strengthen our collaboration as we work together to save lives and bring this pandemic under control.
The announcement follows strong criticism by U.S. President Donald Trump, who accused the WHO of being China-centric, and the U.S. notification on Tuesday that it was withdrawing from the UN agency in a year's time. This is VOA News.